Love, are gurus loving? Did the Buddha really smile? Is what they say about love and high vibration true? Or is love the way it's represented as Huey? As in BS. The following email exchange happened today. 6:09 a.m., PayPal, Hello Shortcuts Incorporated, this email confirms that you have received a donation of $2.00 to measure the vibration of X. 10 a.m., Hi, I have recently requested a measure of my vibration, just wondering when I will get response? Regards. 12:44 p.m. Sophie wrote. Your vibration is 120. You hold it in the tip of your stomach. You may want to try my abundance remedy. Not the audio, but the bottled remedy. That will release a lot of the tension you hold in your body, that is blocking you, making you impatient, not trusting, etc. 1:41 p.m. I have been doing a lot of raising vibration exercises and meditate at least an hour a day. That's way too low. I do actually not trust you since I saw various critical comments about other psychics on your website and I sense a negative energy coming from you. Maybe you need to raise your vibrations as it seems lower than mine. High vibrational people are never negative, never rude and always full of love. You don't represent that. So, no thanks, I won't be doing any more business with you. Now, why am I sharing this interaction with you? Because there are nuggets of gold in it for you. Not for the gentleman in question, but for you, my dear reader. The main question is love, the never negative, never rude, and always full of love, is it high vibration? If you have been a reader of mine for any length of time, you have learned that I say that the main cause of low vibration is pretense, inauthenticity. The tension between the inner state and the outer state. The other main cause is the tension between the soul's desire and your actions, and the third cause is the level of truth you live on. Now, you may need to be an empath to feel, but your so-called loving gurus are miserable, and low vibration. They pretend to be loving, they pretend to be full of love. Mr. T, a guru whose name is dangerous for me to utter or write, is rude and the opposite of positive, yet his vibration is higher than most loving gurus. Why? Because the way you perceive it, the you entrained by society to think positive, to avoid negative, to smile, to pretend to be happy, think that other people are really happy, and loving. And in contrast you are full of crap, full of misery, full of anger, full of negative feelings. But that is far from being the truth. They are all unhappy, pretending to be happy. Just like you. The more you think you should look happy, you should be happy, the more miserable you become. You are barking up on the wrong tree. What you want isn't there. High vibration is freedom to feel what you feel, and not resist anything, neither the good nor the bad. Not try to maintain good, and avoid or get away from bad. High vibration doesn't judge as good or bad. High vibration allows no resistance. And high vibration feels easy living. Rolling with the punches. Loving life exactly how it is, hard, easy, happy, sad. Life is perfect the way it is. Smiling, the social grease, the sign that you are positive, is a horrible pretense and creates misery inside. A happy, high vibration person does not smile a lot. A happy, high vibration person has permission to feel anger when they feel it, and express it if that is an expeditious thing to do, i.e. when expressing it makes a difference. My anger comes and goes, no need to express, unless I am on a coaching call, it gives valuable feedback to participants. High vibration people don't want others to be nice. Who cares if the other person is nice or not? And the hardest thing for anyone to learn is to become themselves, warts and all. To feel what they feel, without judging it or themselves. To look at another person and allow them to be the way they are. Good, bad, ugly, stupid, rude. Whatever. And it is a lot of work to become you. To shed, layer by layer, the crud that was built on your real self. All those layers were meant to fix what you saw as wrong about yourself. And this is the work we do in the path coaching. You'll be surprised how few people are willing to come to the calls. 50% of the people pay but never come. Why? Because they are more comfortable being miserable than becoming free. Because meditating an hour a day to be at the vibrational level of 120 is much easier. You never have to confront that you are ugly. And trying to look beautiful. In the Where is Yourself, What is Yourself? Workshop will take a close look at really what is underneath this gap. The gap between who you feel you are, and who you really are. At the root. It's a 3-hour long intense inquiry. And to make it even easier, you can buy it and just get the recording. Because you'll still see a lot about yourself. And hopefully come away from the workshop knowing that you have a self. Let's find yourself under all those layers.